Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Simawong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. Choosing the right enablement solution and getting your sellers to adopt it can be challenging, as more than half of our customers struggled with low sales team adoption of the previous solution before HighSpot. So how can you choose the right solution for your team and encourage adoption? Here to discuss this topic is Nicole Olson, the Director of Sales Readiness at Deluxe. Thanks for joining us, Nicole. I'd love for you to tell us about yourself, your background, and your role.
Awesome. Thanks, Shauna, so much for having me. I'm very grateful to be here and be able to tell our story. So as you mentioned, I am Nicole Olson, Director of Sales Readiness at Deluxe Corporation. Started in my sales enablement career 7 years ago. Came in as an administrative assistant and kind of worked through the corporate world and found myself in sales enablement. Never thought I would be here, but loving every second of it. And it's exciting to see how the environment is changing and staying up with the current trends, especially the technology ones.
Wonderful. Well, Nicole, again, thank you so much for joining us today. You actually recently became a HighSpot customer. And so to start us off, tell us a little bit about the enablement journey at Deluxe. What led you to decide to invest in HighSpot as your enablement platform?
Yeah, so we are in the early implementation stages of HighSpot, so it's super exciting. We've been with a current enablement platform for 3 years. Our contract is coming up at the end of this year, which is what pushed us into the market to vet all vendors. We kind of put everybody on the table really to decide what was best for our business. So we did make the move 3 years ago to our current vendor. And then as our business changed and enablement, even in Deluxe, has changed as well, it really made us reevaluate what our needs were and what's going to support our sellers best. And ultimately, HighSpot came out on top, and we have a lot of excitement internally around it. So everyone's super excited for the implementation to be complete. But I do remind them that it is a heavy lift. So everyone's been really enjoying the ride so far.
I love that. And prior to HighSpot, as you mentioned, you had a different platform in place. Can you tell us about the experience and maybe some of the challenges your teams were facing?
Ultimately, one of the biggest sticking points for us was analytics. That was one that even our leadership comes down. We need to be able to prove out our ROI as an enablement team, but then also to help our cross partners. So marketing, product, they want to know what's being used in the market content-wise. Are we training our reps? And it was really hard for us to get those analytics. And so that was one kind of top priority when we went out to the market to vet, is can you provide us with those analytics? The other challenge is our sales teams were losing adoption because they would go out to their enablement site, search for something, not find it, and then give up. And it's really hard to get somebody to buy back in if they've had a poor experience. And so because our contract was coming up, it just gave us a clean start. If we wanted to make the change, now would be the right time. And so between the analytics and then a less than ideal user experience are kind of the two main things that really pushed us to make the move towards HighSpot.
I love that. And how have you started to work towards solving some of these challenges since switching to HighSpot?
Yeah, so we've been kind of deep in the weeds of global lists and thinking through how we want to organize our content. This go around, we're really involving a lot of different stakeholders, not trying to keep it enclosed in our sales enablement team. We're pulling in marketing, we're pulling in product, we're listening to the sellers, what they need, what they want, and what really works for them. And so I think just by gathering everybody's feedback, we're going to be able to push out a much better platform that works for everybody and solves all the needs and not just, you know, us working in a vacuum.
I love that. Now, for our broader audience, tell us about your process for rolling out a new tool. What are some of your best practices to ensure not only a successful implementation, but making sure that you're also seeing a good amount of adoption? And what role does a strong support team play in this?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that I pride Deluxe in is that we've created a content governance guideline document. So we've laid everything out from how to write a title, how to write a description, what this looks like, tagging, categories, how lists should be utilized in different spots, really broke it down pretty granular. So then there's no question when a seller is going out to search for something, we can kind of follow that thought process. So we we being sales enablement kind of laid out that framework. And now we're in the process of having marketing and product and sellers kind of vet what we've come up with. Again, I don't want to be the end all be all because I'm not the one ultimately using it. So getting that feedback from everybody within the company that's going to be using the platform is really important. And so that just kind of makes our support team grow because yes, sales enablement is driving this platform and really building it, but we also need the support of everybody else that's going to be using it. They have to have the buy-in. They have to feel like it was built for them because that's what's really going to help drive the adoption for us because they felt like they had a seat at the table. They were able to provide their input, and as long as we listen, which I think we're doing, I think it'll be super successful in terms of adoption when we do pull it out.
I love that. And do you have advice for our audience? What are some of your best practices or your ideas that you guys are thinking about in terms of how to drive adoption of the platform among your reps?
We're going to meet them where they work. So a big push in our leadership is just getting them in Salesforce more. And so another reason we went with HighSpot is their deep integration with Salesforce really feels like the systems talk closely together. So we're gonna work really hard to develop those sales plays and sales guidance within the opportunity. I think that's a key piece we're missing today is that they have to jump to a different tab or browser to get what they're looking for. Where with this implementation, we're really trying to meet them where they work. Even in Outlook, if they're sending emails, we don't want them to have to think to where to get that content. It's coming right to them. So that's one thing that we're really focusing on is meeting those sellers where they're at.
I love that. I think that is absolutely crucial to adoption. And you guys had to navigate some barriers to adoption with your previous platform. What were some of those barriers?
Sure. So the biggest one was just the analytics piece, being able to prove out our ROI of, why are we making this investment in enablement platform? Can we show our value? And so with HighSpot, it has eliminated that barrier completely with a one click of a button to show us a scorecard. Our partners being marketing and product are super excited for that feature. But then another barrier is our previous vendor ended up being a company of companies, and you started to feel the pain points when you're jumping between a training platform, your content management system platform. Sometimes it kicks you out, so you have to sign back in, really not giving that seamless experience that we want to provide to our sellers. And so we really started to feel the effects of that, and that's where some of our adoption was lost. And so HighSpot being a natively built system really solves for that barrier, and we're excited to see if that kind of we reap the benefits from that.
I love that. And to that point, how does having HighSpot's unified enablement platform help you continue to overcome those barriers and maybe a few others?
Yeah, so I think we throw a lot of technology at our reps. So they have a huge tech stack. And so allowing them to just, once they're in the platform that they want to work in, whether it be for an hour or throughout the entire day, we want it to be seamless. We don't want them logging in and out, jumping to, tab to tab. We're meeting them where they're at. The unification that HighSpot provides with the training, if we set up our sales plays and guidance correctly, they'll be none the wiser whether they're looking at a piece of content or if they're taking a training, which is, I think, will benefit our sales team because, again, it'll just become second nature that everything they're looking for and need an answer to is either right in a sales play, right being guided to them, pulling up in their opportunity. I'm really making it seamless and hopefully allowing them to have more time to sell, which is ultimately what we want to do.
Absolutely. Continuing on the topic of unified enablement, I know that you plan to leverage HighSpot to support your partners in addition to your internal sales teams. How does a unified enablement platform help you drive partner growth?
Yeah, so this one, I had our team raise our hand, whether they're excited or not. We have a big solve and a big opportunity in terms of supporting our partners and our resellers. Right now, we kind of have a couple different pockets where they can go to get resources, but there's nothing consistent throughout the company. And so I said, hey, we're in this negotiation with HighSpot. They can solve for the platform. And marketing was really excited. They're one group that really spoke up because it's one spot for them to keep the content, whether it's for internal use or those external partners to come and grab. And then again, I keep harping on the analytics, but marketing can come and see what content is resonating in the market, whether it be for our partners who are reselling our product or internally. And then they can start using those analytics to feed what they're doing next in their roadmap. So really being able to have just that central location where marketing can get a holistic view of what's going on in the market is I think going to be a huge win.
Absolutely. And On the note of analytics, what has the business impact been so far of investing in HighSpot? Do you have any early results you can share?
No, I still think we're too early in the implementation, other than the fact that everybody's excited. HighSpot's allowing us to also include those view-only licenses, which we didn't in our previous platform. And so we can get those support folks or operations who didn't really have insight to what sellers were doing. And so by bringing all of those teams onto the platform, letting them know what's going in front of customers or prospects, I think helps Deluxe and us succeed, because then there's no confusion on what's being sent or what did we send, did this work. Everybody has line of sight into that. So I think that will quickly prove out our ROI, just in terms of having that central location that nobody's getting denied from. They can access it, they can see what we're doing, and hopefully build great adoption throughout.
I love that. And I imagine it'll create a more seamless, cohesive experience for your buyers and your customers as well.
Absolutely.
Now, last question for you to close. What advice do you have for listeners who are interested in investing in an enablement platform and are maybe currently evaluating solutions?
Yeah, so I would say just make sure you put everything on the table and really prioritize what your needs are. The space is getting very competitive. It was a ton of fun just in my role to go out to the market and just see where, you know, all the different vendors are, what's new, kind of what's trending. AI has made it very interesting as well, as that's coming into play as well. And so really just making sure that you have your North Star of what you're trying to accomplish with a platform. And every time you come up to a functionality, if it doesn't quite meet your needs, challenge it with, you know, the vendor and see if they can, you know, work with you to either solve for it, which HighSpot has been great for us in terms of that we threw them the partner portal and we have a distributor network. And we kept throwing them curveballs and they answered every single one of them. And so don't be afraid to say what your needs truly are, because most platforms can adapt and work with you and really truly build a platform that's going to solve the need for your company.
I love this. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insights and your enablement journey at Deluxe. I really appreciate the time.
Thanks so much, Anna. It was great being here.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.